when I wrote the bill originally, we assumed that most people in the country would be shocked by the notion of infanticide. But I think you've got to understand what the crisis we're in right now, Todd, is that we're well past this point. I take some of my students at Amherst, liberals and Democrats, and we have a small meeting we had. Faced with this evidence about Obama, they concede now, you're right, he was, in fact, in favor of infanticide, which means that as we make ourselves suggestible to it and accept it, what we're saying is infanticide is not a deal-breaker with us. We can't tell you when we're opposed to infanticide. We're willing to accept some infanticide as the implication of our support for abortion. That is, his position was, so committed was he, Obama, to preserve that right to abortion unimpaired, unrestricted, that he was willing even to withhold protection from a child born alive. Now the young liberal Democrats will say that's their position too, and it's no big deal. This is a different kind of country from the one we grew up in, to think that people can absorb in themselves the notion that infanticide are us, that one of the implications of our position is that we are affably willing to accept infanticide, and it is no big deal. It is no deal breaker.